Welcome to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Here you will learn how to fill your favorite platform with tons of your dream customers from some of the world's top entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Josh Tapp. Now let's get started. What is up, everybody? Josh Tapp here again from the Lucky Titan, and I'm super excited today to have Mario Facchini here with us today. This guy is such an awesome influencer, I would say, in the book, in the writing space and marketing your book. He's honestly one of the most in-demand business book marketing-centric publishers. So I'm really excited to bring him in here today because a lot of you have been asking us about when do we write a book? When do we put a book into our marketing strategy and use it to attract more of our ideal clients to us? And Mario is the guy to talk about this. So Mario, say what's up to everybody and we'll hop in.
Josh, it's such a great day to be alive. I can't wait to share with your audience.
It's going to be a blast. I am excited because we had a really good pre-interview conversation. I had a bunch of questions I wanted to ask you, but I'm like, we got to get on record here before we start doing this. So Mario, I do want to ask you, you have had a long marketing journey. You understand marketing, you understand how that all works. What was that pivotal moment, and take us there to when you realized that writing a book was going to be key in your marketing strategy?
So my background's in video production and marketing, and I've always loved helping companies. And to be honest with you, I was scared out of my freaking mind for the book part of it. I failed English 7 times. So never in a million years did I wake up going, oh, I want to write a book, let alone be an international best-selling author and all these different things. But I was around some people who were doing it, and I saw the benefits of it, and all that fear, all that giant mountain. I mean, I seriously like had anxiety when I was doing my first book. I went to publish it that night and I ended up writing 30 some more pages over 5 hours, and I started crying and it just started coming out of me. And it was like, I knew the people I would be impacting if I just got past myself, and my entire existence came up to that point. And was just like, okay, you have to get past it. And when I did it, you know, people joke with me, even recently, they're like, you know, write better books. Someone called me out of the blue just to leave a voicemail that said, lose weight, dress better, and write better books as to how I can help them. Cause my voicemail says, how can I help you? And I thought about that and it was like, yeah, pretty nice, huh?
Horrible. I'm like, I'm not going to interrupt your flow, but holy cow. Those are the good ones.
I literally have the recording and I'm saving it because I did it purposely and I put it out there and did a live stream because I don't want anyone to ever be defined by any one thing, but I literally failed English 7 times. I never really thought about doing this, but I started thinking about the thousands and tens of thousands and millions of people that I can make a difference in their life, and also use my story to say, you didn't have to go through A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all these issues. And I can virtually guarantee you, you are a better writer than me. You didn't have the head trash going on. But the fact that I did it gave me the courage to do four more, including my new one, the Expert Authority Effect Publishing Method. And I'm excited for that because I'm publishing a book on book publishing, I've been saying when I was launching it. So it was a lot of fun. But the reality is, I truly believe every business needs a book. It's one of the best things you can do. And it really is the simplest because once the book is done, there's no more videos to shoot. There's no more episodes to do. You hit print and pay for it. And you can do 10,000, 100,000 copies for the next 10, 20, 30 years. And people can get that benefit in real life. You know, even if the power's out, it doesn't matter. And it's the number one positioning tool. You know, the root word of author is authority. So when I thought about all the benefits, I go, okay, you can suck this up for the next 24, 48 hours. You can cry all next week, but just get it done and push the button. That's what I tell all my author clients, push the button if there's any resistance, because that's really all it is.
Right. Well, and I want to ask you this, Mario, and first off, thank you for that story. I appreciate that. I think a lot of people will relate with that, where, you know, you were talking about where you got to even when you're writing the book and feeling emotional over writing the book because you know who it's going to impact. And I think any of us, as we produce content and we really feel like we've put our heart and soul into it, and you know, wow, somebody's going to listen to this and it's going to change their life, it is an emotional experience. And it's a responsibility that a lot of us don't take lightly. So I want to ask you this, Mario, why first off, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here, why would our our audience, right? A lot of them are entrepreneurs. They've hit seven figures. They're kind of stuck at this point. Why would they even want to do a book when it's going to take them months and months and months, if not years, to write the book?
Number one, legacy. I've helped people that, you know, whether you're at six figures, seven, eight, whatever the case may be, who's going to advocate for you after you're gone? What are you leaving behind? Now, you might be the smartest person on earth, and it's all, we could be sitting down, I'd be taking notes, you know, we're grabbing dinner, steak preferably, and I'm learning, and it's a great mastermind. You could, but the second it's out of your head, only those around you that take the notes get the benefit, unless you do a podcast, unless you do a video, unless you publish a book. As far as the months, it's why I, once I did mine, I realized what it took. And I go, I can do it faster. I've always loved systematizing stuff and transforming things and just improving it, efficiency. It's why I developed my software to build WordPress websites in under 5 minutes automatically. I just look at processes and the patterns and I go, I can make it better. So I designed my program to be 8 weeks because I also cater to entrepreneurs and no one wants to take a year or two or three to go through the whole cycle. What we're doing right now is one of the things, kind of what we do is just you ask questions and get that. All I need is your expertise. My team and I can take care of the rest. But why would you do it? Well, who do you want to help after you're gone?
Well, and so again, playing devil's advocate, for those who say, okay, you know, I do care about legacy, but I can get to it eventually. How's it going to help them immediately? Like what's kind of the immediate benefit of bringing a book to your, what I would say, kind of your marketing stack?
Whether you want it long-term or short-term, you still get all the benefits of the publishing. So if the goal is legacy, cool. You can, you know, it's you, you're still alive after you're not, but immediately you're going to have that authority positioning. You're going to be able to duplicate yourself, can and clone yourself. Again, we take your expertise, print 10,000, 100,000 copies. And now those are lead magnets. And if I were to give you one of my hardcover books with case wrap versus a business card, one of them you're going to keep for 2 days and one of them you're going to keep for at least 2 years statistically. Wow. And pass it along to your friends.
And so let me ask you this, because there obviously, I mean, there's thousands of books launched every single day. Your entire book is written around this. This is why I ask you this in particular. Is how are you structuring a winning strategy when launching a book? Because there are so many other books launching at any given time, and you don't want to be the person to launch on the same day as like Russell Brunson or Michelle Obama or somebody who's going to beat you out in the beginning. So walk us through that.
That's a great question. And I'm glad you asked that, because that is, I remember one time we were publishing two or three books in a row and everyone wanted the same dates because it was just like holiday here, this is going on here. And it just seemed like everything was bad. But the reality is it's not, you know, and I would never say you want to compete with, you're only competing with yourself. You don't want to be like, well, I don't want to do it the same day as her or him or whatever the case is, because let me ask you, Josh, do you have the same audience as those two?
I don't. I have my own audience.
So would it matter what day it is?
Good point. Good point.
But here's what I will say. I personally believe in taking off nights and weekends, being present with your family and friends. So I have never launched a book on a Sunday. I would not really recommend it for the weekend unless it was, oh geez, December 31st and your book was for New Year's. But even then, I'm thinking of a client 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. He was doing a weight loss. He had a weight loss business and it was a fitness and it was a really good book, but we were targeting New Year's because gym. We launched it December 28th. I still was like, we're not launching this New Year's Eve. I mean,
right. Nobody will be reading.
Really? So Tuesday and Wednesday, middle of the week, Tuesday's really when everything drops. Wednesday and Thursday are good days too. Monday and Friday, there's really no wrong day, but you have to think about your audience. Personally, if we're targeting successful entrepreneurs like ourselves, I'm not doing a whole lot Monday and Friday. I may buy it, but I'm not sitting in front of the computer promoting it, doing a bunch of other stuff. You know what I mean? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those are more business days where you can target people in the groove. I've seen people launch on Sunday and Monday, and I'm like, depending who it is, I might click to buy it to support it. But I'm not stopping what I'm doing, especially if I'm with friends and family. So you have to just think about who your audience is. But if there's a big event coming up again, oh, we're having our annual gala on Friday. Well, cool. Launch it on a Thursday. Maybe the gala is on Saturday. Cool. Launch it on a Friday. Better yet, maybe launch it at the event, have hardcover copies ready. And then you tell everyone in the audience, hey, get the digital version while they're there. I mean, if you have a captive audience, that's one of the best ways to do it.
Right. Love that. Well, and for a lot of people who write books, and I know this from experience, a lot of people in our audience will, they'll start writing a book and like, okay, I'm just going to put it on Amazon and just pray that it works. So what's the promotional strategy for actually making this succeed? And then before you answer that question, what would you consider to be the metric of success when launching a book?
Wow. Two great questions. Love it. So Amazon is the world's largest bookstore, and you should be on there. And I've met people who go, well, I'm an author. I've written a book. And I'm like, I didn't see it on Amazon, or is it on Amazon, or just whatever. And they're like, no. Well, you should be. That's like going to a car race, but you don't have a car. It's kind of missing the entire boat. But I don't want to downplay it too much, because seriously, the writing and content phase takes a lot. At least this is my perspective on it, because the marketing is so easy and effortless for me and my team, that to say someone who didn't put it on Amazon, that's an infinitely easier fix than writing a well-structured book that actually is going to do something for you. So as much as I joke about not being on the outlets, that's like a half day fix, worst case scenario, if you forget your passwords. However, there are so many people that, well, I don't want Amazon to take their cut of the commission. It's like, who cares? It's like 30 cents or $3 or $30. It doesn't even matter. You're getting in front of this audience. You're able to play in their playground. It's like Disney going, hey, here's the golden keys to the kingdom. And, you know, if your target audience is families, you know, have fun. Well, they're charging me 20%. I don't care if they're charging you 80%. You don't need to spend 10, 15 years building up the audience. Right. So that's one of the benefits. And also there's other places. Amazon's really just the beginning. So I would tell everyone to be on there, but it's not the end all be all. And just by being on there, it's not really going to do everything, especially if you have a bad cover that isn't attention getting. The title is trash and the book is poorly written. You have to add value. It's a great question because it's loaded, and I could do a whole half day training, and I have, on why you should. But the reality is, marketing is serving people. If you're not serving them or adding value, none of it's really going to matter, whether it's a book, podcast, video, whatever the case. So at the core of all of this, we make sure, who's your avatar, who's the message, are we actually adding value to them, and work back from there. Now, of course, you need an attention-grabbing cover and all the other pieces. You need to make it work. But if every single one breaks down, it doesn't matter what you're doing. There's ways you can promote it only on Amazon. You can't do anywhere else, which is great. Paid promotion, highly recommend it. And the other thing is, you asked something really good. What was the second part? But
What's the metric? What's kind of the key metric?
What's the metric of success? That's right. So I would say, is your audience getting value out of it? I mean, you could have 100 million copies sold, but you bought them all.
Right.
If no one actually picks up your book, gets interested and reads it, doesn't want to buy it, or they're begrudgingly bought it but don't read it, it's like having a podcast no one listens to. It's like, you might love it, but congrats to you for doing the work. You know, same thing with a video.
Right.
If it's not adding value, and we know there's plenty of those out there, you could say, oh, he's sold. Then the numbers for YouTube, for Instagram, for any of this podcast, just so you know, if anyone really doesn't know this, there's people who just buy followers and buy stuff. So my metric for success is adding value to the people I'm talking to now. I'm presenting on stage, reading the book, whatever it is. It's always about, I'm very client centric and want to add value to the audience.
Love that. Absolutely love that. And when it comes to actually getting the promotion out there with, I want to think how I want to phrase this question, because I know a lot of people are running into this where they put it out there and then they just kind of sit and they're like, okay, maybe Amazon will take me there. You mentioned kind of, incorporating the paid, like you said, paid advertising for your book. What do you recommend for those people who are introverts and they're like scared to go on podcasts and promote their book, or they're scared to get on video? How should they be approaching writing a book and promoting it?
That is a great question. And you said the key word in there, the introverts. Well, I was going to say you should get someone who can help you promote it, but the reality is you should. However, there's no magic crystal ball. I've also heard a lot of people who, I've tried this, I've tried that, because they never look enough in themselves. As much as it wasn't enjoyable to break through my own head trash, the biggest benefit I got was going, hey, if I can do that, what can't I do? Because right. There's many times it's like, I don't know if I want to promote it, but I go, it's not about me. It's about you. It's about your audience. It's about the people I can help and lives I can change with that. So when you can get yourself to a point where you go, I want to be of service. Now, this might only be a few weeks. You don't have to be on 24/7, but you get the solid gold in there and make little snippets of videos. You make little, you know, what's your book about? Oh, you know, take me through chapter one. I have all kind of assets from years ago and currently and in the future. You know what I mean? It's like, it's one thing I love about the podcast. You can take snippets of the episode, and as long as the content's good, see, we're going back to that content and actually adding value. Right. You can't be crap. But when it's actually good, you can take all of those and have an arsenal of things you can just put out constantly. So you are essentially making it evergreen without you having to be evergreen. So part of my process with the Expert Authority Effect publishing method is getting all those content while you're in the zone of all of this stuff, because it might only be 8 weeks this year. It might only be 8 weeks this decade.
Right.
I remember when I launched my first book, and it's been paying me royalties for nearly a decade at this point, at the time of the recording. And you could be listening to this and it could be after the fact. So I like making little self-contained masterpieces, like with every episode of my show, every chapter of my book, the assets and the videos I do, I realize what it really is. It's not a video. Anyone can do a video. I create masterpiece assets that pay evergreen.
Love that. Well, and Mario, you know, we have talked a lot about the promotion and different topics along that, but I want to ask you, where can people get your book? Because that's obviously going to deep dive into all of this. Where should they be going to get access to your book?
EAPublishingMethodBook.com.
Okay, everybody. So that's EAPublishingMethodBook.com. Did I get that right, Mario?
Yes.
Okay. As long as I got it right, that's what's the important part. Don't want to send people the wrong way. So make sure you go check out that link, everybody, because that's where you'll be able to get access to his book and more of these methods. When it comes down to it, you know, we do limit these interviews to 20 minutes, and I want to make sure that we get the most value out of it. So Mario, I want to ask you one final question. If you could give us one final parting piece of guidance, what would that be?
Don't get in your own way. We all have baggage. We all have background. We all have things that we think about constantly, but think about the people you can help, not just today or this week or month or year, but think about 5 years, 10 years, 20. And it may have been 5 years, 10 or 20 since someone said, what do you want to do with your future? You know, we get asked all the time in grade school, middle school, high school, college, but after that, when's the last time you planned out the next decade of your life? Think about the people there and the ripple effect and the legacy you will be leaving.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lucky Titan Podcast. If you want to fill your favorite platform with dream customers, then come join myself and thousands of others of hosts at theluckytitan.com/tribe. Here you can find guests for your show, get featured on other shows, and discover the secrets to building an audience of raving fans. So once again, go create your free account at theluckytitan.com/tribe.